Unlimited number of obeisances to my Gurudev. Thereafter, my Shiksha Guru, Vapuji Charan, Shiva Pravishta Omni, Ekman Vaman Maharaj, Shiva Pravishta Omni Shnupad, Vapuji Sai Maharaj, Lord of Street, offer obeisances. Offer unlimited number of obeisances. Thereafter, all the sannyasis, Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, by the mercy of Bhagavan, the fourth day of us was completed without any obstacle.
Today we went to Champakatanata, Jagat Goswami's Bhajan Sali, Gokadada's Mandir. After this we went to Samudraga and Vidyanara and from there to Kopala. So now Vishuddhi Maharaj will speak on Vishuddhi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's tattva, his teachings and his contribution.
Who's that talking?
500 years ago, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in the form. You're going to have to tolerate it with my out of my earphone. It's too much interference with this phone. That's not working either. Call me on my phone, the other number.
Hi, Bo. Maharaj.
मन में श्री कृष्ण के बारे में जो विचार आता है, श्री कृष्ण के बारे में सोचती है, तो राधा जी की आंखों से आंसू बहने लगते हैं और अविरल आंसू बहने लगते हैं। तो श्री जब श्री कृष्ण जब वृंदावन से द्वारका चले गए, राधा जी ने श्री कृष्ण के पीले वस्त्र को पहन लिया और जो जोर जोर से रोने लगी, उस रोने को सुनकर जो यमुना के जलचारी जलचारी मछलियां थी वो भी रोने लगी। राधा रानी का मादनाक्ष महाभाव का मोदनाक्ष महाभाव का ब्रह्मांड का क्षोभ कारित्व यहाँ दिखाई पड़ा। कभी भी कहते हैं कि जाते द्वारपतिपुरम पुलिस को वस्त्र संख्या में तारिंदी कहते कुंज बंधु लतिका मालम भया वस्त्र संख्या उद्दीगम गुरु पाश्व कहते गल तारस्वरम राधिया ये नाम कर कर सारे गल कर यदि हमें श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु को समझना है, चैतन्य महाप्रभु के विचार धारा को समझना है, तो हमें रूप गोस्वामी की शरण जाना पड़ेगा। वैसे तो चैतन्य महाप्रभु ने जो भी सीखा है इसका दिखाई पड़ता है कि चैतन्य महाप्रभु जब ईश्वर पुरी पाठ से जब उन्होंने दीक्षा प्राप्त किया, दशाक्षरी गोपाल मंत्र प्राप्त किया, उसके बाद में ही उनमें परिवर्तन आ गया। इससे जगत जीवों को महाप्रभु दिखाना चाहते हैं कि जब तक कोई व्यक्ति शुद्ध वैष्णव से दीक्षा नहीं प्राप्त करता, तब तक गुरु के हृदय में भाव शिष्य के हृदय में आए नहीं सकते। ईश्वर पुरी पाठ में कहा था कि
हरे कृष्णा, okay, I'll just leave it on.
My heart like flowers, thousands of times. At the lotus feet of Asma Game Samarat, Guru Pada Padma, Om Vishnu Pada, Shodhara Saraswati Srinath, Rupanta Dacharivadya, Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj. Secondly, I offer my Sangdana Bhaktanam thousands of times. At the local speech in my street, you come with a Gaudiya Guru Varga, she did Prabhupada. And after my pronounce to Hogya Sambhu and Anya Chidani Padgan and Hogya Sambhu's Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So for 4 days, under the guidance of Srila Gurudev and Vaishnavas, we have been hearing about the various reasons for the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri, at that time, Sri Rupa Goswami, he traveled there to meet him. And on the way, Sri Rupa Goswami had been writing a drama. And this drama he divided into two parts, Vidagdha Madhav and Lalita Madhav. So in the beginning of Vidagdha Madhav, he has given his pranam and he has prayed to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and bestowed benediction upon the readers of his book. So there, Srila Rupa Goswami Swami wrote, Anarpika Charinchira Karunaya Vatina Palo Samarpaitum Unnata Ujjwalarasam swabakti shriyam Hari purata sundara juti Kajamba sanji kata Sajari vyakandare Prakubhasati nandanaha Oh, may that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appear in the core of the heart. The heart is like a cave, a very secret place. And maybe also for the Bhattaji, the condition so a dark place, wherein there live so many elephants of aparad, of offenses. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is like a lion. He is born in Sinharasi, Leo, the sign of the lion. And he's golden like a lion. And his chest is broad and his waist is narrow like a lion. And he's also like a lion. Because when he appears in the cave of one's heart, he roars, "Hey, yo!" And all the elephants of anartha, unwanted desires, and aparad, they run for their lives. So Srila Rupa Goswami thought, that may that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Hari, Sri Krishna himself, adorned with the golden section of Srimati Radhika, appear in the innermost region of your heart. Who is he? He has appeared by his causeless mercy in this age of Kali to distribute what no incarnation had ever distributed at any time before in this day of the Dvama. That means 8 billion years since the last time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, no one has distributed a very special gift. What is that? Samarpayatum unnata ujjvala rasam swabhakti shriyam. Unnata ujjvala rasam. What does it mean? It means that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he himself is personally relishing unnata ujjvala rasam. The mood of Srimati Radhika. This mood is called Parakriya Bhava. When a hero and heroine, they are married before a Brahmin, before the Vedic fire, before their parents and other witnesses and seniors in society, then the relationship they have is called a Swakya relationship. But when a heroine who is already married to someone else, being impelled by intense attachment, leaves her legal husband and goes to meet with another hero, this is called Parakriya Bhava. So in this world, that is contemptible. But in transcendental Goloka Vrindavan, their yoga maya has created the impression that Radhika and all Braj Gopis, they are married to others. And leaving them, breaking all the rules and regulations of Dharma, they run to meet with Sri Krishna and serve Sri Krishna. This is called Parakriya Bhava. So our Purva Acharyas, they've given a very wonderful explanation of the meaning of Parakriya Bhava. First of all, we should know that there are two tattvas. The first one is called Swa Tattva and the second one is called Para Tattva. Swa means oneself and Para means another. So see Krishna, when he is the Swatattva, at that time he is Atmaran. He is self-satisfied. He does not need anything. All Ananda is within him. So he is called Atmaran. He has Atmaramata, the quality of self-satisfaction. So Srila Gurudev explains that just as in this material universe there are thousands and thousands, innumerable planets with different atmospheres and different qualities. So in the same way, in the spiritual world, there are thousands and thousands of planets, and even in Golok Vrindavan, there are thousands of, in Golok, there are thousands of prakosh chambers wherein Krishna Leela is going on. So, all the spiritual teachers of this world, they tell us, one should serve the Supreme Lord, and that Supreme Lord, he has Atmaramata. He is self-satisfied. He does not need anything. He has all happiness in himself. But because Sri Krishna is Purna, he is complete, all possibilities exist within his Leela. So just as there is a dimension in which Krishna is self-satisfied, there must also exist the antithesis of that dimension. In other words, where Krishna is not Atmaramata, but is completely Pararamata. Pararamata is the opposite of Atmaramata. It means where the Supreme Lord, rather than being self-satisfied, is Pararamata, he cannot find any happiness by himself. He is totally dependent on others, para, for his happiness. So that is called Pararamata. So all the spiritual teachers of the world, they say, go this way. Put your attention, give your service to God. He is Atmaram. He is self-satisfied. He has Atmaramata. But what did Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu do? He said, don't go that way. Go that way. Go to the extreme antithesis of Atmaramata, to that Krishna, who is Pararamata. He cannot find any satisfaction, any happiness. He cannot sleep at night. He has no hunger. He cannot eat without his devotee. So Vrajendanandan, Sharma Sundar of Vrindavan, he is the extreme limit of Pararamata. And his Shakti, Srimati Radhika, also, she is Pararamata. So Krishna, he cannot live for a moment without Radhika. And that Radhika who cannot live for a moment without Sri Krishna. When these two Pararamata tattvas meet together, they cannot live without each other. When they meet together, there is an explosion of rasa. And that is called Paratriya rasa. The meeting of the Pararamata tattvas, the rasa that comes is called Paratriya rasa. So that is Untata Ujjwala rasa, Radhika's bhav, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is tasting it. So we see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has one hand in the air. He's dancing and relishing the mood of Radhika. But one hand is down here. Why? Because he's distributing. Not Radhika's mood, but Swabhakti Sriyam. The beauty of Radhika's mood. Mahabhava Swaroshi Radha Saturani Saravagurakani Krishna Kanta Shiramani. Radhika is the embodiment of all the qualities and all moods of all the heroines. She's like a creeper. But a creeper is more beautiful when it has leaves, flowers, and manjuri. So Radhika is not alone. She's surrounded by her satis and especially manjuri. The manjuris are not directly her friends, but they are younger, they are her maid servants. So those maidservants, because they have authentic bhav, one-pointed devotion to Srimati Radhika, what she experiences, this comes in their heart. So especially Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted to distribute this mood, the mood of the maidservants of Srimati Radhika. Why? Because in Brajalila, Krishna says to Radhika, Naparayam Deravajya Samyajyam Swasadu Krityam Vibhudaya Shashiva. Oh Radhika, I cannot repay you for your loving services. Yamabhajan Gurjaya Deya Shrinkala Samrishya Chadva Pati Yasu Sadhuna. But when I appear in the form of a sadhu, at that time I will try to repay you. Because I am one and you devotees are many, how can I repay you? So when I appear in the form of a sadhu, I will collect so many jivas. Help me repay my next Radhika and all the beauty of the world after me. So, with this intention, she went out to the gate of God and distributed the service of Radhika in her way, in his way. So, this is where I can manage Radhika's benefit, as well as the people of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and pray to do the day, especially pray for blessing upon me, and one day, this Jan Devi will become the Jan actual realization. Thank you.
अब आप लोगों के सामने वृंदावन से आए हुए श्याम दास जी श्री कृष्ण महाप्रभु के मुझे बोला हूँ देश को मानते हैं क्योंकि वो देश को नहीं मानते उसको तो संपूर्ण रूप से नाश्ते कहा गया जैसा की बहुत जवाब होते हैं जिसको संपूर्ण रूप से नाश्ते कहा गया क्योंकि देश का व्यक्ति तो वो काम करते हैं लेकिन बात जब उनका पूछता है कि देश को तरीके पर मानते तो हम उनको बोलते मानता हूँ लेकिन मैं वहां को ये बोलेगा देश को मानने का क्या प्रमाण क्योंकि देश को तो मानने का प्रमाण देश का प्रतिभा जो विचार है उसको स्वीकारेंगे और देश का जो प्रतिभा जो भगवान है श्याम सुंदर कृष्ण परम देव सब नारे सब जले सब रहते राधिका माधव देवी माधव जय राधिका आदि माधव के जयेश्वर इस विधान को इस बात को दर्शन कारों में नहीं और वहां पर जो कंगल माधव जी भाई पूर्ण दिव्या दिव्या को स्वीकार नहीं है पूर्ण रूप से भगवान को स्वीकार न करने के कारण जैसे आपसी है लेकिन फिर भी इनके विचारों को हमारे घर में जो भी स्वीकार है वहां पूरी हो गए क्योंकि जिनके इतने स्त्रीला काम पर चल रहे हैं माधव से आपको कैसे भगवान को देखा भगवान को और उसके घर से वर्णन किया
हमेशा वस्तु नहीं कर पाऊंगा
that has to be established. We must say, that's what we must do. That's what we must do.
Thank you. Thank you.
book of all of these forms of Bhagavan, which are worshipped by all the Jivas, throughout the entire universe and throughout the entire creation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he focused on only one supreme form. And who is that? Parakyo Bhagavan Rajesha Pranaya. Rajesha Pranaya means the son of the king of great incarnation. That means Nandini Maharaj. That means that the supreme worshipable form of the absolute truth is this form alone of Bhagavan Sri Krishna, who is sitting with his Vrindavan, with his family members, and he is a prince, he is the son of the king, and there he is he is only flute and playing in the forest with his soulless devotees. And he is dancing and singing in the Rasa Leela. And so many other innumerable pastimes of the highest class. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught, there is no equal to this personality. Sri Nandavandam Krishna, the son of the king of Raja. And he alone is our worshipable object. So Arathya Bhagavan Krishna Chaitanya, Hatrama Vrindavanam. And the place where he eternally resides in the highest domain of the entire spiritual world, which is the highest position in the entire creation. That land, that karma, that eternal abode, it is called Vrindavan. It is the forest of Vrinda, where there are innumerable beautiful trees there. Chintamani, Reverend Sadhanasu, Kalpa Virsha, they are wishful, killing, and desire trees. He is living there, eternally, with his associates in the land of Chintamani Dhamma, where everything is transcendental touchstone. Chintamani, Reverend Sadhanasu, Kalpa Virsha, the Shakri Day, Shivamir, and Vipalayam. There, he is served by hundreds and millions of Lakshmis. As he burns the cows in the forest of Vrindavan, that land, Gopoka, the land of cows, is the eternal world of that supreme Arathya Bhagavan. And that transcendental land is as worshipable as Sri Krishna himself. It is non-different than Sri Krishna. His own Swarup Shakti has manifested that divine glory, and that land of Vrindavan is as worshipable as him. How would Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teach this truth? He himself sent his own associates to live in the land of Rajasthan Valley that was manifested here on this earthly planet 5,000 years ago. And when he appeared, he immediately, as soon as he took sannyas, he wanted to go there to Vrindavan. He immediately wanted to go to Vrindavan. And this man of the ruling of Vaishvacharya brought him to Shantipur and said, and then again he tried to go to Vrindavan a second time, but was not able to complete his journey. Finally, a third time, he succeeded to go to Vrindavan. And then he reached that land of Vrindavan, then he became overwhelmed in unbelievable, unlimited ecstasy, going through all the 12 forests of Vrindavan. And it was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who alone revealed the highest place in Vrindavan, Sri Shyamakund and Radhakunda. Only he could manifest this. Why? Because he is none other than Shri Radharani, covering the beautiful form of Shyamasundar Krishna with a beautiful golden color. Completely overwhelmed by her Mahalal praise, therefore he could manifest this Radhakunda and Shyamakunda. So complete emphasis was placed on that land of Vrindavan by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he taught the process of Abhideva. Abhideva, what kind of process of worshiping that Arathya did, that Supreme Personality, who is the topmost worshipable form of the Lord, how can he be worshipped in the topmost way? Ramya, Kachi, Pasuha. Prasavasu, Vaveda, Yathalipi God. The Prasavasus, the transcendental power of ladies of Vrindavan, the rise of the power of men, the beautiful gopi who are overwhelmed in praying God, how they worship, and especially how the topmost amongst the gopi, Swara Gopi, she's like my God, Vishnura, and the Mandava, that is Srimati Mahika herself, how she worships Sri Krishna, what is her Mahabhav praying? That method of worshiping Sri Krishna was the topmost method recognized for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and no other method can be compared to that. How does Mahaprabhu reveal this? It is Radha Ramananda Sambhava, in this world, in this Kanatana Kriksha, in his Rupa Kriksha, as we read in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he reveals how Sri Chaitanya is the creeper, is a champion little creeper of flame. And all of the gopis, the first gopis, are like the leaves and the bulbs and the on the branches of this beautiful lying creeper of grain. And Srimati Radhika is Mahabhav Swarup Beauty. She is the embodiment of the highest grade. So how those personalities serve Sri Krishna, what with their chances, that's the 64 hearts, how they are manifestations of Sri Krishna's own internal potency. Ananda Chintaya Rasa Pratibhava Kaapi Kaapiya Ema Nisharupa Nayaka Kaapi Kodoma Ema Nisasa Pratibhava Kaapi Kodi Nivara Kudusha Samaham Kajani. How there Ananda Chintaya Rasa everything in that divine world is manifested of the divine internal potency, and that is the moment of Srimati Radhika. She is the Deep Shakti, the essence of the essence of the essence of the Deep Shakti is in our mind. So how she is serving Sri Krishna with that world of Vrindavan Dharam, that was recognized as the highest of Abhideya, the highest process of worshiping around the Bhagavan Sri Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he very substantially has shown that throughout all the Vedic literature, there are so many different evidences which prove all these conclusions, these designers, but there is no comparison to the topmost Brahman, the Amara Brahman, the spotless evidence of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the topmost evidence proving all of these truths and all of these realities. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preached Srimad Bhagavatam. And he showed that in Srimad Bhagavatam, the deeds, and Vrindavan and Brahmavarti's, and the five transcendental songs which were sung by the Braja Gopis from the core of their hearts, worshiping Sri Krishna, this is the highest manifestation of their praying and passion for him, and this is the highest evidence. So from the Srimad Bhagavatam, all evidence was given, and the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srimad Goswami, Srimad Goswami, they all substantiated in their writings from Srimad Bhagavatam. And through that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he proved the final goal, bringing on the mark of Mahan, that there is no other goal, dharma, artha, ka, moksha, the four materialistic goals, even liberation from material existence. This is not the final attainment of achieving the soul. What is the final attainment? Rayma. Rayma is the mark of Mahan, the fifth goal, and the transcendental fruit of Sharta, the greatest achievement of the living entity. So all of these teachings were given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Soul, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Namavidam, Sankhavaro, Matvaraha. We do not accept anything other than these conclusions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in this way, our both Vaishnava Sharjas have shown us the final conclusion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. Vanja comes to you next year. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु प्रभु विश्व जीव के लिए नाम प्रेम दिलाए कृष्ण प्रमेय सुंदर दिले अब उनकी मुस्लिम समाज आपके द्वारा बहुत से वक्त अब उनकी अन्य समाज द्वारा बोल से चैतन्य महाप्रभु जे जैन धर्म कथा बोले से श्री मंदिर हरिनाम करते और अरहर अरविंद सेवा करो बोले एक तरह की हमें आज के निश्चय हिंदू समाज एर मध्य चैतन्य महाप्रभु रही वैष्णव धर्म वाणी मध्य आखिर की प्रत्येक व्यक्ति मात्र आवाज वृद्ध बनेगा जसन तारे ठाकुर के देखते भगवान के दर्शन करें जे हमारे राधा गोविंद जुगल जुड़ी महान प्रेमी महान गुणी महान दयालु अतः अवधे मध्य जन सही भाव प्रेम गुण समस्त सद्भावना आती मध्य राय सद्भावना प्रति सद्भावना शांति एवं प्रेम भक्त लिए राधा गोविंद उपासना करे और तहार भक्त के लिए धर्म मध्य तुम संस्कृति मध्य राय आज के विश्व जगते बहु धर्म प्रचारित होते किन्तु को धर्म दीते
हरिनाम संकीर्तन सुनते सुनते कृष्ण भगवान को सुनते Thank you. Hari Hari Bo. 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 Hari Hari B